Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And it's just coming up to 11:31, and I'm pleased to be joined on the phone. We've not spoken for a little while by the leader of Brentwood Council. It's Chris Hossett. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Great, thank you. Great to speak to you on this beautiful sunny day we've got in Brentwood.
I know. My back door just slammed. Actually, I had a jar and the wind caught it and whacked it open, so it's quite a gale out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not a good day. Now, firstly, we're going to go on to COVID-19 figures for Brentwood. They were the highest in Essex with confirmed cases, which rate of 40 cases per 100,000. Yeah. Now, I know you've already put out a statement about this, but for the listeners, can we have your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I'll give you my thoughts on it. Look, there's only really two numbers that matter to me at the moment. We can start getting bogged down in statistics. Brentwood was at 40 per 100,000. It's now not. It's less than that. Mm-hmm. It went down to 36, and I think it's dropped further than that as well.
Yep.
You know, some regions elsewhere in the UK, like in Londonderry, are at 300 per 100,000. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that kind of puts it in context. They're going to face, you know, some lockdown measures locally up in there. But again, it's sort of 10 times what we're at rates per 100,000.
Mm.
So I don't think, and this is the statement I made, and I think our friend Piers put it in the press this week, getting bogged down in data and numbers and all of that stuff is largely the role for academics and scientists. And a lot of people around the country and in Brentwood are saying that this is all getting too complicated. It's hard enough following the rules. If you start talking about minuscule fractions of numbers, and if you take those numbers out of context, you don't have 40 per 100,000 is good, bad, or other.
Mm.
And that's why I've said, given the Londonderry example, it's at sort of 10 times that amount. But the only numbers that really matter are these. 2 metres and rule of six. Okay?
Mm.
So let's just keep focused on the common sense, practical things we need to be doing. Wash your hands regularly. Put a face covering on, try and keep 2 metres apart where you can, and if you go out for a drink or whatever, you don't go out in more than groups of six. And that's the rules as they stand at the moment, the high-level stuff.
And there isn't... Sorry, the commuter thing. Is there any issue with people travelling into London? Are people from Brentwood got to avoid that, or there isn't an issue?
No, look, I think... I'm not saying there isn't an issue. I think there's a school of thought. Epping and Brentwood were the highest two, even though I would argue they're relatively low in the scheme of things compared, as I say, to other places in the UK and the North East and Northern Ireland, stuff like that. Manchester, Liverpool. So there is an issue potentially in that it's more than likely that most of the people who commute in Essex, you know, the people who live out Harwich Way are less likely to be London commuters. If you want to commute to London, you probably live in Brentwood or Epping, and they're the primary two commuter districts. So we get that. That's possibly contributing to the numbers being slightly higher, but in the context of not being disastrous, let's put it this way, at this stage. So people have to commute. I went into London yesterday, you know, on the tube. It's very hard, isn't it, not to, on the escalator, put your hand out and touch the handrail where probably thousands of people had touched it before you that day.
Yeah.
So again, it just goes back to the common sense stuff around hands, face, space, rule of six.
Yeah.
You know, if you commute to London, yeah, you are in a very, very public environment when you're on public transport, on the tube, on the train, everything else. But you've just got to try and focus on the mitigation. I'm not telling people, it's not my role to, but if you've got to go up to London, you go up to London, and if the law permits that you should do so, then do so. If the law says you need to wear a face mask, then wear a face mask.
Mm.
I'm just trying to keep it simple, Michelle, because we're taking this on to another level of talking about fractions when people are already, as we know, across the country saying, oh, this is so confusing, you know?
Yeah.
Let's not add to it. Keep it simple. 2 metres, six people, hands, face, space. And do the best we can to try and make sure that we curtail any increases in the virus.
Now, you have been really busy at Brentwood Council. The NHS COVID-19 app, which I've used going into a local pub, wasn't too sure what I was doing, first of all, but everyone was really friendly and helpful. But the council have made sure that the QR codes required have got out there, haven't they?
Yeah, so most, if not all, establishments, drinking, eating, whatever. And I was in London yesterday, and you've got to scan a QR code before you can get in.
Yeah.
And this is so they know when you came in, it updates your app, and then if somebody else comes up as having been tested and they were in that venue at the time you was, then the app will let you know, and then you take the appropriate steps. So we're rolling that out. I think it's been pretty tight in London for a week or more, a couple of weeks already, and it's catching on in the shires, shall we say, in Essex and Brentwood. Mm. So it's something you've got to do. What I have discovered is not every phone is compatible for downloading or reading a QR code or even downloading the app.
Mm.
I'm not a technology person when it comes to which type of Android phone you need to be using or whatever, but some people have been caught out by that.
Mm.
But if you want to go out, use the app, use the QR code. Again, it's all trying to keep, there's enough for us to think about, isn't there, in terms of just doing simple things like going out for a drink and stuff now, without getting bogged down in statistics.
Mm.
But all of these things that we do, of course, are designed to keep the statistics, the numbers in the statistics low. And that's what we're all doing this for.
And also, it's to help local businesses, because if you want to keep your pubs open and your restaurants and everything else, you've got to make sure you've got that code. Otherwise, you'll find in another couple of months there won't be the pubs and the restaurants there anymore.
You got it. Let's keep it in context. Why are we doing all of this stuff? What, and you know, and we do find it an inconvenience. It's not easy wearing a face mask for some people. Like, I can't get on a train and wear my glasses and a face mask because I can't read anything. You know, I have to just bear with it, and I'm sitting there with steamed up glasses for, you know, it's pretty hard.
Mm.
So we have all these little inconveniences, but you've got to look, as you just said, Michelle, is look at the big picture. If we don't do this stuff and, you know, the numbers spike as we go into the winter, we end up in a second lockdown that we've just all been through. A lot of businesses have found it tough. A lot of businesses have survived off the back of government grant money. You know, my fear is, and I'm normally optimistic, but how could we fund as a country a second wave in the way that we've just been through the summer? The amount of money that was done on furlough schemes, it was done on supporting businesses with grants, I just think it would be terrible. So therefore, we've got to go through the inconvenience with a view to, as you say, keeping our economy functioning, our high street functioning, our businesses open as best we can.
Mm.
And if we disregard the rules, and we all run the risk of going into a, you know, the linked crisis, which is a lockdown.
Yeah.
Not just the people getting ill and you know, dying from it. You know, that's the primary crisis. The secondary crisis is the economic impact.
Mm. Now, Brentwood Borough Council and Brentwood Health and Wellbeing Board is running the Mental Health Small Grant Scheme. You've got grants available of up to £2,500 to individuals and organisations and groups for wellbeing projects. That's delivered between January the 1st, December the 31st, 2021. Projects must be delivered in the borough, demonstrate how their project meets a number of health criteria. So if people want to find out more about getting a possible grant, they can go and have a look at the website.
So they can find out more information again on brentwood.gov.uk. and, you know, I think it's important. I really encourage people to get stuck in, or organizations to get stuck in and go and do that, because, you know, just linked to what we were just talking about a moment ago, the pandemic, you know, it's spin-offs, isn't it? You know, we talk about the primary crisis and the secondary crisis, but you know, these things are all linked. If I'm a business owner that loses my business, and then I'm feeling down in the dumps, I'm depressed, I've got people who are losing their jobs, they're depressed, then this is a self-isolation. All of these massive impacts on mental health, you know, we really need to use this money in a way that, A, has always been an issue, mental health problems, but probably more in focus and more of an immediacy than it's ever been, because of, you know, a lot of the challenges, mental challenges, that people are going through because of the situation we've been in for most of this year. So would really encourage groups who can really offer something powerful to help people at this time to get involved and try and secure some of that funding money to deliver some great mental health projects within the borough.
And the funding closes on the 30th of October. So, as Chris just said, get along to the website as soon as you can, and you'll get all the information there.
Yeah, and I'll make sure off the back of this, Michelle, that Lorne will be listening. But we'll triple promote that stuff on social media. So, you know, because we've got a tight window for people to apply, that they can apply, and there's no question of people not being aware of the opportunity.
Now, we had a message from Dave, who is a manager of a store on Brentwood High Street. I won't say which one it is, and it relates to parking. Now, he put, we've got real issue with pavement parking on the high street and rarely see any enforcement. I have a large number of cars parking outside my shop on the double yellow lines and even the zigzags on the crossing. This is an issue up and down the high street, and cars are damaging the paving flags, blocking access to the pavement. There was one car recently with all four wheels on the pavement outside the old McDonald's store, and it's dangerous. That's come from Dave.
So Dave's right, it is dangerous, and he is right, it's doing damage to the paving, and he hasn't said it, but I'll say it, and he is right, the people who do it are just ignorant, and they don't care about other people when they do that sort of stuff. Where I can put some clarity to what Dave said is where he says he doesn't see people, doesn't see it being enforced. You know, we're not there 24/7 every minute of the day, because we have to enforce the whole of the borough with parking. And just to explain, the way we do it is during the sort of we have an arrangement with the South Essex Parking Partnership to enforce parking. But what we've also done is had our own enforcement officers trained, so Brentwood officers, so they can also issue parking tickets. So the Brentwood people do it out of hours, so in their evening patrols. And SEP do it in the more sort of routine elements of the day. So I'm going to give you some numbers, because where Dave says he hasn't seen them, that might be the case. He's not seeing them every minute of the day. But if they give you some numbers, what this will do is demonstrate that we are doing something. So July, August, September, SEP issued, this is just the high street and this is double yellows, SEP issued 163 tickets. And Brentwood Borough Council in the out of hours issued 89 tickets in the high street. So that's over 250 people, vehicles, have had a ticket slapped on their window for parking on the pavement. So we are addressing the issue. But there is one car, I was out with the enforcement team in the week, in the night, and we saw a car on the pavement. And the comment was, we ticketed that before. And they keep coming back and just doing it. Some people, you know, there might be an economic crisis on, but some people just got money to burn on parking tickets. But they will keep getting tickets. The other point that Dave makes about the four wheels on is that's a police matter. I have raised it with the district commander. Again, they will do what they can do. I'd like them to be able to make some examples of people more, if I'm honest. But, you know, it's all down to resource with the police. They're stretched pretty thin, doing lots of stuff at the moment, especially with the pandemic on and other things they're getting involved in. And there's some good work being done by the police. We should remember that. But four-wheel pavement parking is a police matter.
Yeah.
But we've issued over 250 tickets to double yellow parkers in the high street in the last 3 months.
Right.
So we are doing the work on it. We probably could do more. And I don't mind if we do more, because every ticket makes us money. So of course I wouldn't. But it's not that we're not doing anything, and I want people to be assured about that.
Yeah.
But some people are just prolific, and it's a really unhelpful thing to do in the high street. I think a lot of the issue as well, Michelle, just worth touching on it, and this is the changing thing of the high street, is all of this Just Eat and Deliveroo and all this sort of stuff. A lot of these cars that are pulling up outside the shops are, picking up collection of food for deliveries and stuff like that we're all ordering on these apps at home. So this is the changing times of the high street, and we've got to come up with some longer term solutions to try and accommodate these changes. Otherwise, it, as Dave's pointed out, it just appears to be chaotic.
Now, if we'd have known what was, when we first started speaking at the beginning of the year, what this year was going to turn into, and, thinking about Christmas and it was all Brentwood lighting up, and it was, we couldn't have imagined that we'd be in this situation with COVID-19. And it will be a very different Christmas. Nothing's probably going to be resolved for Christmas, I wouldn't think. So it's going to be very different for people this year, also possibly getting together with family and stuff. But Brentwood lighting up is still going ahead. Normally attracts around 15,000 people, but it's going to be an online event, and there's also going to be the Nutcracker Trail being launched as well.
Correct, yes. So for obvious reasons, we can't put people in the high street to the extent that we do every year for social distance reasons, I suppose, without saying, really. So we will still turn the lights on in the high street, and we're still, hoping that people are going to avail themselves of the high street. We want the high street to look like a nice Christmassy place to go and do that at the right time. So there won't be a crowd for the lighting up, but the lights will go on. It will be done People can, we'll do it on online so people can see the lights going on, and there'll be a statement from the mayor, and we'll try and make all that as good as we can without getting a crowd together. And then the Nutcracker Trail is, I think there's 12 points around Brentwood where you want to get families and kids involved in going round this trail. And obviously the trail is strategically laid out so it covers all, you know, the retail areas in Brentwood and Shenfield. Mm. So people just get out there, and it's something for the kids to get stuck into and enjoy, and there's a bit of a, you know, a bit of fun involved in it. But the main thing is getting people into the retail areas as well at the same time, as well as enjoying it.
Yeah.
So we're doing what we can, Michelle, under the circumstances. You're right, it's not the same. And, you know, who knows where we'll be. You know, we've got kids away in uni and stuff like that that may not get back for Christmas. We don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the rumour. Somebody's saying that they will get back, and then things can change next week, can't they? So I think Christmas will be different for lots of people this year. And we're just trying to do what little things we can to try and put a bit of festivity into it and make it as enjoyable as possible under the circumstances.
And also about the Nutcracker Trail, you've got entry forms that you can fill in, and there's special post boxes, and there's going to be a draw, and you'll be in with a chance to win a Nintendo Switch Lite with a game, Amazon Fire tablet, and a £50 voucher. So you just need to keep your eye out, and also have a look at all the W's, brentwood.gov.uk/events. You'll find more information on that there.
Yeah.
Lovely. Well, it's been great to talk to you.
All right, Michelle. Sorry I haven't spoken, but it's nice to get other people on as well, isn't it?
Yes.
So, but anyway, it's always good to come back and talk to you and to be thoroughly catechised by you and the public. Hopefully I've given reasonable answers to the questions this morning, but I always enjoy coming on and just talking to you and trying to share what we've got.
Yep.
And give some important updates where we can. But, you know, the closing message has got to be, do simple things, use the common sense things that we know to do to try and combat this COVID-19 virus.
Yep, definitely. Right, well, hopefully I'll be speaking to another member of Brentwood Council next week. Any idea who it might be?
I have no idea at this stage.
I thought you were going to give me a name.
If you want. I don't actually. I should know. Maybe I should know, but I don't off the top of my... But it'll be somebody exciting, no doubt.
Excellent.
That will give you value for money.
Lovely. Thanks for talking to us today, Chris. Have a great afternoon.
Yeah, you take care.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. Bye.